Chapter 9. The Update. The sun peeked through the gauzy white curtains of Bon Bon's room at the barn and breakfast. Bon Bon stretched her hooves up above her head with a yawn and tried to think of the day's plan when her watch communicator began to flash red and green. Her stomach dropped. It was Agent Furlong looking for an update, and they had nothing. While Lyra had been at the salt block distracting Brayburn last night, Bon Bon had taken the chance to snoop around town. It was less conspicuous by herself, actually. She could do more slinking and hiding. But after a few hours, the only information that Bon Bon had gathered was that Sheriff Silverstar liked to nap on the job and that there was a Saddle Hawkins square dance coming up. Bon Bon tapped the watch. "Hello, Chief."
"Agent Drops, I got your report about the farm visit you and your partner are going on today."
His voice came in scratchy. "What?" thought Bon Bon. "I didn't send a report."
"Keep up the good work, and let me know if our suspicions are confirmed about Farmer Crispy ASAP."
"Copy," Bon Bon replied, puzzled.
"Furlong, over and out."
The scratchy noise came to a stop, and the watch blinked off. Bon Bon looked over at Lyra in the bed across the room. She was snoring softly, and her rumpled mint and white mane stuck out in every direction.
"Agent Heartstrings!" Bon Bon called out. "Wake up!"
Lyra sprang out of bed, rubbing her golden eyes awake, reporting for duty.
"Wow, you're taking this thing really seriously," Bon Bon marveled. "Did you report to Agent Furlong with my communicator?"
"Maybe," Lyra smiled like a little filly on hearth-swarming eve.
"I didn't want to steal your thunder, but I talked Brayburn into taking us to the farm. And even he said there's something very strange about the way Farmer Apple Crispy has been acting."
Bon Bon stood up.
"What do you mean?"
"Brayburn said that the apples aren't growing and the farm is a mess. It's like he's forgotten how to farm," Lyra said, eyes growing wide.
"Almost like he isn't himself."
Bon Bon gasped. "Let's go find out if we've got a changeling on our hooves!"